Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. I'd like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? I'd like to thank you for joining us on this Money Monday for our personal and business development series, Must Listen to Get. Today we have a special guest on here, Dorothy Rassett. She is an expert when it comes to time management. She's going to be assisting us in this lesson. Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, here I am. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, the pleasure is mine. And before we get started, can you please get out your contact information?
Yes. My website is at takebackmyday.com, as in taking back that day you lost. So takebackmyday.com, where you can find my blog at takebackmyday.com/blog. That also has the contact information for my biweekly newsletter. So everything in all one place.
That's great. That's great. Now, one of the reasons that I was looking for someone of your caliber is because in our series, Must Listen to Get, on personal and business development, one of the things that we talk about in that series is about discovering who you are. And a lot of people, whether they want to do something in business or whether they want to become more empowered in who they are, they have to take the time to actually think about those things in a specific order. And so the first person that I would have wanted to interview was someone who dealt with time, because time is very important. So without further ado, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your business and how you started getting involved in time?
Yeah, thank you. Well, what I can share is that I started out as a freelancer. I'm actually a writer, and I used to work as a translator. And so I would work from home, and I discovered that if I didn't have a firm grip on my time and I wasn't telling myself to make good choices during the day, I simply wasn't making any money. I was not getting the clients. I wasn't doing the hard stuff, you know, the marketing and the calling and the contacting, if I wasn't having on my time. And it roots back to then that I learned that, for example, I had to do the difficult stuff in the morning. I couldn't wait until the afternoon and then get started on certain priorities. And then I started writing those things down. I started writing articles, because at that time I thought that's what everybody was doing. It turned out, no. So people were eager to learn, and a few years ago I switched to doing this full-time. And now I teach the principles of time management to small business owners and really anyone who wants to learn it, but small business owners are my main audience.
So give me one example of how someone who's working 10 hours in a six-hour day, what's one of the main things that you would tell them to focus on in order to, take back some of that day?
Well, it's an individual thing, right? It's not that there's this 1-2-3 step that applies one size fits all. It's usually a matter of finding out where is this person spending his or her time? Where is this time going? Is it truly dedicated to productive activities, or is time spent on what I might call a time sink, where, you know, you're spending a lot of your energy and your time, but you don't have much to show for it? So if that time is spent with a lot of energy but not with great outcomes, those are the places to look at first.
All right, so that's good that you did say that it wasn't really a one-size-fits-all, because I know that a lot of people think that there's just a fit that fits everyone, and that's why you have to really take a personal and close look at, you know, who you are and what you're doing in relation to your business. So can you give me one of the examples of someone that you may have assisted and how it changed their life?
Yes. Well, I can share the example of a client that I worked with this year. She's a writer. So she was in the middle of preparing a manuscript for her new book, and she got stuck in the middle of it. There was just so much to do, and she wasn't making any progress on this book, and she was feeling really stressed with everything. She felt she was not taking good care of her family, that all the other business aspects she had to attend to, the publishers, she was just not doing a good job. So we started working together, and first of all, she figured out that she had too many commitments. She was committed in all sorts of activities. She had a big social circle. She wanted to be active politically. So we had to scale some of that back until it became reasonable again. And then she had to talk to her family and have them understand that her book, her work, was her top priority now.
Wow.
And so finally we had her back to where she was able to work with focus without worrying about all sorts of things. She was back working 4 to 6 hours a day on that manuscript, and the book is now at the publisher. So it had a happy ending, and I'm very proud of her because that was a big, big manuscript.
Wow. You know, and I like one of the things that you mentioned was she had to have a sit down with the people who mattered in her life to explain to them what was going to not only benefit them in the future, but something that she had to focus on today. And I really like the way that you described that, because most people, when they're pressed with all of these different issues, and especially if she wanted to be politically active, that's going to take a lot of your time, even for those who attend church regularly. So I'm glad that was one of the items that you pointed out. And that's also, how we proceed forward with the Must Listen to Get series. There's priorities, and priorities always deal with time. You have to make time for the priorities. Now, what would you say was your biggest disappointment when it came to time? Like maybe when you first started, like what really made you decide that this is it? I have to sit down and really think about what it is I want to do.
Well, I think one of the mistakes you make when you first start a new business or in the first years of a new business is you want to do so many things, and everybody gives you good advice. People go, well, you need to have a website. You need to be on social media. You need to have a blog. I'm sure you've heard all that. And so it creates a lot of pressure and expectations that are difficult to meet all at the same time. So the trap you can fall into is that you work crazy hours. You work yourself so hard that you forget where the priorities really are. And you don't give yourself that time to go, okay, I can build one thing at a time here. What makes the most sense? And then the other aspect too is, can I keep this up? So what I see a lot is people that pressure themselves to do Twitter, and they want to have a blog, and they want to be on Facebook, and then they want to have a podcast, and all of that. Well, they have to run a business at the same time. So I guess that's something you learn with time, that you can't do all of those, I'm going to put it in quotes, like quote-unquote recommended things.
Okay.
You have to figure out what are the activities that are sustainable that you can keep up. And if that means just one blog post a month, then fine, do that, but keep it up rather than doing
right.
four in the first month and, you know, kind of taper out with it.
I really like that. You know, and I enjoyed going to your website, and I learned so many different things, and that how you also coach individuals and groups. And I see a lot of your face-to-face coaching is in the capital region of New York.
That's right. Yes, but I also do coaching by phone and Skype, so people don't necessarily have to be here.
That's
so if they go to my website at takebackmyday.com, then they can find more information.
Right, okay. You know, one of the blogs on your website that I read was talking about perfection. And in relation to time, how do you feel about that for those people who, you know, they strive to say everything needs to be perfect right now before they really, you know, get ahead or move ahead.
Right. Well, that's something I think that a lot of small business owners have in common, is that sense of perfection, that they don't want to bring a product to market if it's not perfect, but that high level of expectation that maybe it's appropriate for the product or the service. Absolutely, that should be as good as possible. But a lot of other aspects don't have to be perfect. They just have to be, I'm going to call it, good enough. You know, think of, you know, sure, your product has to be good, but your office doesn't have to be perfect. Your house doesn't have to be perfect. Some women think when they come home after a long day at the office that they have to cook a perfect meal and they have to look perfect and their kids have to be perfect. That's a lot of things to put on yourself, and it consumes valuable mental energy that is then not available when you want to work on your true north, you know, your true priority. That takes energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful the way that you put that. I love how we put so much mental strain on ourselves before we can even just get comfortable in the things that we have to do. That's really important for people not to just bear themselves down with all of that extra worry that they don't need. And that's really, I think, going back to one of the things that you also focus on is how to decrease your stress. So when we decide that we don't have to be perfect to get the job done, but of course, you know, just as you said, that you have to make sure that you have a great product. What's one of the things that you would share with us on, you know, how to find that balance? You know, I know you made a couple of references to the way to do different things, but, you know, share with us how you would find balance. Or let's say you would share with one of your clients who, like the young lady before, who has all those different things going on.
Well, one of the big keys to achieving a better balance between work and life and all the other things you want to accomplish has to do with saying no, with not taking on more or being very careful what you say yes to. So there's so many options we have and offers, right? In business, someone approaches us and they have some kind of offer, or at work, somebody says, oh, why don't you take that on? Or you're so good at it, why don't you do that? And before we know it, we just said yes to one more thing. And that means we have to divide our time even more. So some workshops I give, we actually practice how to say no, how to say it diplomatically but firmly, how to have rules in place. For example, I do business from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you call me after that, I'll call you back tomorrow. I won't do evening hours. I'm not working weekends. That's part of saying no, is setting those boundaries.
Yeah, I believe that that is very important for you to set those boundaries, especially when you want to work with your business and at the same time you have a family that you want to be there for. You know, you don't want your children or your significant other to feel as if you never have time for them because you're too busy.
Mm-hmm.
So for some,
yeah.
Before we go a little bit further, I just want you to really share your contact information again, give any updates to anything that you're doing, anything that you've got coming up. So could you please share that again?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Yes. So my website is at takebackmyday.com and takebackmyday.com/blog is where you always find the latest blogs and the latest announcements. There is actually a new version of the website in the works. I'm quite excited about that. It's going to go live probably right after the new year. It's going to have a membership-only part in it where people can log on and have discussions about stress and time right on the website, but in a confidential setting where maybe they feel they can let their hair down a little bit and talk about their challenges. So I'm very excited about that new website coming.
Okay. Now, I don't have any hair. I'm bald head. Will I still be able to let some stress out? Okay, and so for those of you who are just joining us, Dorothy, she's an expert when it comes to time management. She's here covering some of the most important aspects to becoming successful through time balance, time management, and maximizing your productivity. She's been invited on here by me, the host, on Money Mondays for our series of business and personal development, Must Listen to Get. And definitely you guys want to visit that website, takebackmyday.com. Of course, like with always, before I interview anyone, I go through their information. I check their website. She's got some great blogs on there. One of the blogs I'll be posting on our particular website, marketing this show, when she sends me the one that she'd like for you guys to see. So I look for that. And what made you decide to go into your first business? And then how did that kind of over time actually morph into another business, which you're doing now? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a good question. So I was a language teacher. That's how I started out. I taught Spanish and German, and I was really not happy in that role as a teacher. I wanted to do more, and I felt this itch all the time. I thought, you can do more. You could do something else. And at the time, I was really fortunate. I stumbled into the translation industry, and this was at the time when they were taking software and turning it into software products for other countries. So all the little labels like file and new and open and menu, they were getting translated into other languages, and I just was fortunate enough to discover that I could do this on my own. I got so excited that eventually I quit teaching and began to work from home. And at the time I had 3 young kids, so it was really a perfect opportunity to strike this balance.
Okay.
And it was such a learning opportunity that I thought, I'd never seen myself as a business person. And that's when I understood I was a business person. I had everything it took. So that was a revelation. And then I had not taken any business courses, so I had to make all that knowledge up and learn it as I went.
Well, I think that experience, especially that hard knock experience, is what, you know, actually brought you to the person that you are here today. And, you know, I can't wait to visit one of your webinars and, you know, get in that back office and register when that's available. And so, and you mentioned your kids. Are they anything like you? Do you have them kind of regimented in any way as far as, you know, managing their time, or are they more kind of free spirits?
They are actually, all of them are very good at structuring their own time. One is still in college, and she has whiteboards all over her room, and she's very strong at structuring what she has to do and planning ahead. So yeah, all of them kind of learn those things from home. So it's a good skill to have, right?
Yeah,
to some extent, they all apply that.
And I like how you mentioned that she has whiteboards all in her room. Yeah, is she studying time, not time management, what's the name of that, project management?
Yeah, that's what she's doing. She's also in a sorority, and she has an office in her sorority and helps lead. So she has a lot on her plate, and I'm amazed how she puts all that together.
Yeah, that's a great move. The minute you said whiteboards, I'm just like, oh, she's like a project management professional. You know, and that's what we really have to almost be, whether it's on – I mean, it's good to have things on paper and where we can see them, because a lot of times we try to get away with just having it all in our head, you know, and then you just – you know, you might skip some steps, or you may forget something that might have been pertinent because we didn't have that time, you know, to write it down and be able to visibly see it.
Yeah, you know, that's such an interesting topic, because everybody has their own way of thinking about what time looks to them visually. Some people can think in those boxes, like you have them on a calendar. But some people think more in lines. Other people think almost in bubbles. So that's something that I help them find out. How do they think about their schedule? And what's an effective way to write that information down? So not everybody is a planner person. It's
right.
When you have a whiteboard, you can have – it doesn't have to be a great structure. You can use different colors or different font sizes or whatever helps you reflect your tasks in a meaningful way. That's a schedule.
Right. Now, every now and then we may have a couple of callers who listen for a while. They may have a question that they want to ask or make a comment. Right now I have a person who's been listening for a while here. The first three numbers are 704-756. So what I'm going to do, 704-756, if you have a comment or would like to ask a question, please just state your name, where you're from, and you can proceed. Okay, sometimes there's a 3 to 5 second lag. It appears that they may not have anything to say at this moment. Okay. So, Dorothy, tell us something that your clients may not know about you that may be just like a fun fact.
A fun fact about me. Some people may be surprised to hear that I'm messy, even though I enjoy dealing with time. You know, I accept a certain amount of messiness about myself, and I find that comfortable.
I like that. Well, it definitely has been a pleasure having you on the show and talking about personal and business development, managing time. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners that, you know, would make them really see the importance of time and, you know, also any two or three things that you always let your clients know as far as getting started?
Sure. Yeah, thanks. So when you first get started, you might think that this is something that is easy. Maybe there's just one or two rules to memorize and then you'll be all better. I let everybody know that it takes time to learn better habits and to learn better time management. A new habit, to effectively learn a new habit, takes more than a month. But for new routines to stick, that can be a half a year, and that's totally okay, and you're going to have some lapses and have to start again. But if you are determined that you want to make different time choices and that you want to use your time differently to cut down on stress or to achieve that big something that you would like to have in your life, then that's really worth it. It's worth putting that effort in. So that's one thing they need to be aware of, that it's not a quick fix, not an overnight thing. And then sometimes I ask them to fast forward. And I try to imagine, well, it's 5 years from now, it's 10 years from now. And let's look back. And what do you want to remember? What do you want to be remembered for? What choices are going to propel you forward? And so from that kind of future retrospect, we can take a look at what's really important.
You know, one of the things kind of struck me how you said that it might take 5 to 6 months of just really doing something. And when we think about time, when we think about the day, like how can I manage this day? How can I manage this week? And it's something that you definitely have to practice at. I know one of the things that I wanted to do this year, which I, you know, had my ups and downs, but it was working out more. It was finding that time to work out. And, you know, like everybody else, when it came to that, because it wasn't one of my true passions, you know, I did a good, strong 5 months. And then my, you know, 6 month got a little weak, 7 month a little weak. And then, you know, it was like getting back into those old habits. And so when I get back into that habit, I know that it's something that I have to keep on doing. And then I have to actually envision myself 2 years or 3 years from now, how I want to look. And I think that one of the biggest things that it comes with time that you brought out was the fact that it takes time. You know, and so when you look ahead, you know, 5 years, 10 years, you have to keep doing those little baby steps because they'll actually happen. You know, it's funny when you think of some of the people that we may talk with from day to day, but, you know, I had a client and I asked her, you know, well, you know, what is it that you'd like to do? What is it that you want to be? And she paused, and what she said I had never heard before. And I've talked to a lot of people, but she said that she had been working so hard on getting through the day that she didn't know anymore. And it was just disheartening. And I'm glad that you were able to come on here. And, you know, and I love talking with you before the show, and hope definitely to be talking to you from time to time after the show. about the importance of time, you know, and how sometimes you may be 5 years in the future, if that was today, and if you hadn't decided to do anything, you'll definitely be exactly where you were 5 years ago. So, like, for our listeners out there who want to take back their day, and, of course, visit your website, takebackmyday.com, what would be, like, the strongest thing that you could say to them to get them to actually start taking back their day and taking back their future?
I would say that it all starts with passion, with what you feel strongly about. That's where you need to start, because those values, they want to have more room in your day. And as soon as you realize what those passions are, then it becomes clear what you have to do and what you want to do. And those are two very distinct things. And you want to go with what you want to do, because that's where success lies too, with business. So good use of time and that passion combined is a winning combination every time.
Well, Dorothy, before we go, we want to make sure that we can get one of our listeners who's been listening the longest a chance to ask a question if they have. Listener, I do have you on the line now. We just like to know where you're from and your name. Listener, you're able to talk.
Hi, it's Tracy from Charlotte. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Okay, all right. So I have a question. I think I heard you say earlier you were talking about when you're managing your time, setting parameters for your work schedule, what have you. And I wanted to know, what method did you use to try to determine what were the appropriate start and cutoff times? Because, you know, some industries just having various time where it's more productive. What do you use to determine the times where you would start and cut off? And did you see any fallout in your business as a result of implementing those starting in time?
Oh, so are you self-employed, or are you talking about a larger company, ma'am?
Well, I'm talking about an entrepreneur, someone who's self-employed.
Yeah.
Now, I am not currently self-employed, but I have been in the past, and that was one thing that I struggled with, was determining the right start and end time in certain industries.
Okay. Well, first of all, you can talk with other people to see what they do, but it really is your own choice, right? I know there are some industries where it's very difficult to shut off, say the real estate industry, for example, where people feel if they're not available around the clock, then they may miss out on business. So I think it still matters to think long term. You can run yourself ragged for 5 years and be available 24 hours, 24/7, right? But then after those 5 years, you're exhausted and you can't go on. So when you give yourself 20 years, then you're going to say, okay, I want a life and a business. So I need to find a way to balance that. And what does that look like for me? When can I reasonably start my business day every day consistently? So that means you have given yourself enough time to start your day and to think a little bit who you are and what you want, and then you start answering the phone. Mm-hmm. And the same thing at the end of the day. Reasonably, how much time do you need for a life, for yourself and for your family and for all the other things you want to accomplish? And so those times then become the cutoff. I think going by industry standards is very tricky, because there will always be somebody who's willing to work longer hours than you. So if you take that as a guide, then you're back to the 24/7 model. Does that help?
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I had put myself on mute. Yeah, I put myself. Yeah, I understand that. Well, I do get that. But I want to know for you specifically, did you see any business fallout as a result of implementing those times?
No, actually, no. The opposite. I think I earned greater respect. People saw that I wasn't a fly by night, and so setting those boundaries earned me the respect of the clients that I wanted. And the ones who couldn't respect my time, after I realized I didn't need them to be my clients anyway because they didn't have respect for what I did.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for your question.
Oh, thank you. Well, Dorothy, we are at that time where first of all, I definitely want to thank you for coming on, sharing your expertise, your insights, and as far as time management. I definitely look forward to you again in the future. But if you had anything that you wanted to say to close out or thank anyone, this would be the time for it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me tonight and for this opportunity. I would like to thank Dale Klein for making the referral to the show. She has been a wonderful teacher and a wonderful coach to me. So here's a shout out to Dale. And then I'd like to shout out to Jenny Crawford, who is working on my website, and I can't wait for that new website, the takebackmyday.com, the new website. Be sure to check it out after the new year. It'll be new and improved. In the meantime, be sure to sign up for my newsletter. That's at takebackmyday.com/blog. You'll find a box to sign up for the newsletter, and it's always chock full of information.
Great. We'd like to thank you all again, our thinkbigradio.com listeners, for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. This is Ken Blake, your host tonight of the Personal Business Development Series, Must Listen to Get. Dorothy Rassett, she came on, she talked about managing time, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from her again in the future. For those of you who don't know, now you know.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals. And your success makes us successful.